why. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, it's your boy Stevie Jobber.
And it's your boy Dangerous Duke.
And welcome back to the Dangerous Jobbers podcast, putting wrestling over one podcast at a time.
And you know this, man.
Yo, so we recently did a list of mid-carders. We've been discussing mid-carders and just going over our heads. And today we're here to talk about who are some of the best mid-carders right now.
Yes, currently active mid-carders.
So we're going to go 5 for 5 on the best mid-carders right now. If you're listening to this on YouTube, or even if you're listening to this on Spotify, leave a comment. Tell us if we missed anybody. Who'd you agree with? Who'd you disagree with? Who do you think is underrated? Who do you think is a mid-carder that should be a main eventer? Just tell us what you think, man. You know, we're talking mid-carders. Join in.
Exactly.
And we may or may not have already put out one about some of the best mid-carders of all time. So if you're listening to this, go look that one up. And if it's not up, go bug us and tell us to put it up.
Exactly.
Without further ado, man.
Yeah, let's get right into it. Who do you want to go first, me or you?
I'll kick it off.
All right, you kick this one off.
We're talking current day, right? Mm-hmm. So I told myself, man, I want to be outside of WWE as well.
Yes.
I want to just find good mid-carders. And then I thought, I got to be careful. Some of these guys maybe are not mid-carders. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, I came up with the first name, and that name is Trey Miguel.
Ooh, I like that.
Trey Miguel of the Rascals has been holding down the mid-card division in Impact for at least the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since the Rascals and Impact broke up, Trey Miguel has been on a blazing trail through the mid-card.
He has.
He hasn't quite graduated to top of the card yet, but they're in motion.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Trey's establishing himself as a single star, a multiple-time X-Division champion, and currently just putting on great work every night.
I agree. Trey is doing phenomenal work at Impact. I feel like it's only a matter of time before they graduate him to the main event scene. So when it does happen, it's going to be great. But as it stands right now, Trey is definitely one of the top mid-card guys, not just in Impact, but I think in the entirety of professional wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
So I can respect that. My first pick was going to be an honorable mention, mm-hmm. but he's making my list. This guy's been tearing it up on the indie scene. Great mid-carder. Again, another guy with the potential to be a world champion. I do believe one day he will be a world champion. Somebody you and me have talked to before. We know this man. We've had him on the show.
Mm.
The Suplex Assassin, Alex Kane.
Boomae, boomae.
Oh my! Boomae, I didn't even notice you're wearing this shirt. I didn't even notice that. I really did not even notice you're wearing this shirt. But yeah, Alex Kane, the dude. If you guys have not seen this man's work, I can't preach on it enough. Go check him out in MLW because that dude's going to be somebody to watch. He's going to be a world champ one day.
He's going to be a world champ one day.
He is. And I'm honored that we had him on the show. It's not even a cheap plug that I'm saying him, but I really believe he's one of the best mid-carders out there right now. And it's only a matter of time before that man becomes world champion.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Doing phenomenal work. Might be sooner than we think.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. That's such a great pick. All right. While we're still jumping from companies to companies, I found me who I truly believe is one of the best mid-carders in AEW. It's not who you think.
Okay.
It's Orange Cassidy.
Okay. Okay.
So, believe it or not, I really, really, really respect Orange Cassidy. He
Yeah.
is somehow able to be, he's such a throwback. Like, outside of the 2000s, not even 2000s, outside of like the 90s, this character has a very huge ceiling. And somehow Orange Cassidy is able to take this character that feels like one of those throwback gimmick characters that should be facing Val Venus and have this huge, huge following that at any time he could be pulled into a world championship spot. And even though he might not win, he definitely, you definitely know you're getting a banger that night. And he's somehow been able to transition his character and not change it to work. I mean, not abandon it, but just change it to work to where it's still believable. It still sells merch, but he's not underrated in the ring.
Yeah, like you know he has the talent, but
He's at a level of real respect.
yeah.
So, gotta
I can
put on
respect that.
capacity.
I can respect that pick. So since you went to AEW, I'm gonna go to AEW. And everybody that I've spoken with, I've preached about this guy. Some people still haven't come around to him. Some people have. I think Stevie's one of the people that has come around to this guy. But I just see so much potential in him that I think he's going to be a money draw in a couple years, probably even sooner than I think. So with that being said, man, Ricky Starks.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Starks has got to go up there. And when he first started in AEW, you couldn't see it. Then they let him do his thing little by little. They let him talk. They let him wrestle. They let him showcase what he can do. Starks can go. Starks is the better of the team that he was in with Aaron Solo. Starks is the man. I could see Starks being a world champ one day, fighting MJF, getting the belt. You got to establish him sooner or later, because if you let him go, he's gonna go somewhere and be a star. So Ricky Starks is on that list for me. That's my number four.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I can't disagree with that. Ricky's promising, I think is the word I have to describe him. He's very promising. And if you give him the room when it's
Yeah,
time.
like he can go in the ring. He's good on the mic. He's got the look. Can't go wrong with Ricky Starks.
Okay. I'm gonna go with I might end up tossing this guy out just because I'm trying to look at his body of work and I'm debating whether he really is one of the best mid-carders right now. Yeah, I guess he would be. I guess he
Is
would
it
be.
a WWE guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't kill me for this. Sami Zayn.
I don't kill you for that.
Think Sami Zayn is one of the best mid-carders right now. And it's just tough because it's hard to accept that at the end of the day he's a mid-carder, but he is. He's a mid-carder.
He
He's a
is, but
mid-carder. He has
he's doing
potential to
great
be
stuff.
champion, but he's a
Yeah,
mid-carder.
he definitely does. But everything he's doing in the mid card right now is great. So you can't say it's not,
Yeah,
and you can't say he's not.
somehow he's managed to be one of the most important people while being in the mid card of the bloodline the entire time.
Yeah, I mean
So
it's not a bad thing.
you gotta credit him for that. Like
Yeah,
he's
it's not a
tremendous.
bad thing. Like sometimes I think people misconstrue being in the mid card as like a bad term, but sometimes the people in the mid card do the best stuff.
This is often true. This is often true. Just look at the cruiserweight
Case
division.
in point, Sami Zayn, the cruiserweight division, like Chris Jericho. Sometimes people in the mid card do the best stuff. So, since you said Sammy, I'm gonna go with somebody who's in the mid card and is probably gonna be there for the foreseeable future just because of the company. So I gotta go with Ricochet. Ricochet's, it's a shame too, because Ricochet is one of my favorites, and Ricochet is one of the most athletic, if not the most athletic person in the company right now. And it's a shame how they're doing him, but I mean, given the landscape of the main event scene, you got Roman, you got Seth, you got Cody, you got just, and even in AEW, I don't even think it would work. You got MJF, you got Kenny, all them guys. I think it's a tough squeeze for him to be in a main event scene anywhere, but I think in the mid card, he's definitely entertaining right now, especially with Braun. I gotta throw him in there. He's doing some pretty good stuff.
I think the only real place Ricochet could climb the card would be in like Japan.
Maybe Impact.
Maybe. But immediately you got the comparison to him and Trey. And somehow you're in a universe where not and, and this isn't the this isn't to insult Trey Miguel, but somehow you're in a place where you have to prove yourself against Trey Miguel that you're really as good as they say you are. And like I said, that's not an insult to Trey Miguel, but it's just to say at one point Ricochet was very much proven to be a main eventer rather than a mid carder. So to come into Impact and kind of feel like you kind of got to prove against Trey Miguel, who's like a star mid carder, that you're good enough for the X division, which is crazy to go back and think about. But it'd either be Impact or Japan. Because unless he comes back and starts something with Osprey, you just can't you can't climb that fast. You know, you gotta be in the trenches or something. You gotta be like, because I think even coming in at that level, Leo Rush is over you.
So
Not to say Leo Rush isn't doing amazing things, but just, you know, it's crazy. It's crazy.
it's a tough spot for him to be anywhere and be in a main event scene
But
unless he
he's so
establishes
amazing.
himself. Yeah, that's the thing. He's just so damn talented.
It's crazy. But he's so talented. That was the Rock's boy at one time. Okay. Ricochet is a great choice. I'm surprised I'm getting to a Cesaro point. I see that now. Because,
I feel like he's gonna be he's the new Cesaro.
yeah, he'd be tremendous if they just let him go. But nobody's pushing the button. So my next guy, we're at number four now, I think. Or number two if you're going down.
We got two more to go.
My number two man, see, no. My number two is Dominic Mysterio.
I left him off my list purposely just because I knew you were gonna have him, but he was probably gonna be like my number two or number three.
Dominic Mysterio. He's got the most heat. I mean, it is roaring. And he's somehow found a way to not be that important if we're talking about rankings and where everybody's landing at in contention for championships. Somehow he's managed to be kind of irrelevant in that area, but the most important to the fans when he's on screen. And if that isn't amazing mid-card work, then what is? You know what I'm saying? That is really the true test of a great mid-carder. You can go in the ring and you can make the people care about you, whether you're winning or not, or whether the match matters or not. You just make things matter.
Yeah.
And Dom's amazing at that. So
I agree.
Dom's there for me. Right now, Dom is one of the best.
So my number two, originally he didn't make my list, but since you're using somebody in a faction, so will I. Now again, a lot of people might not see this guy as a mid-carder, but he's not in a main event scene right now. But I think what he's doing right now is perfect for him. I'm gonna go Solo Sikoa. I love everything that they're doing with Solo right now, like the way that they're using him. They're not letting him talk. They're just letting him be the street champ. And I really think he's world champ one day, whether it's in WWE, AEW, Impact. I could see him being a world champion wherever he goes, or even like getting an IC title or a US title and just steamrolling competition, kind of like somebody right now who's doing it. So yeah, for me, Solo Sikoa is definitely one of the top mid-card guys in my opinion.
Again,
I
and
enjoy watching him.
I love Solo so much, and I'm so happy for the rocket ship, the jetpack they strapped to this kid when he showed up, because I don't feel like he didn't earn it.
Yeah, no, he put the work in.
I feel like he was just, this is a true case of somebody that, if you watched him from the beginning, was already just head and shoulders better than everyone else.
Yeah.
And not to say he's AJ Styles of any kind, but just to say he got it. He knew what
Yeah.
he was. He knew he found his it factor, and he just knew how to do it.
Yeah, like he didn't try to reinvent the wheel and be something that he's not. He didn't listen to all these people saying, oh, you should be this, you should be that. He stuck with basics. He stuck with what he knew and what he knew and how to do it good. So I can't knock him for that. He's doing
And
great stuff right now with what he knows.
I feel like for guys like us, sometimes you just want a raw Samoan again.
Yeah.
And he is that, in every form. I think that's why we love Jacob Fatu so much as well.
Yeah,
Shout out to Fatu.
it's why
But
we love
just
Joe so much too.
a Samoan in raw form is just, it's
Yeah.
something about it. And he just gets it. So you're absolutely right. He
Yeah,
showed
like
up, he just got it, and then he came to main roster, and he didn't have to fight through what the Usos had to fight through. He didn't have to fight through what Roman had to fight through. He was able to be who he was and
yeah.
instantly just be over. And it feels like even him beating Rey Mysterio, I wasn't surprised he beat Rey. But I was surprised he beat Ray.
Yeah.
I wasn't surprised he won, but it was more of like, oh, they let him win. Like they did it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And not for
Because I was
nothing.
worried he might lose because this is Rey Mysterio, but I wanted
Yeah.
him to win because I felt like he deserved it.
Yeah, I was gonna say not for nothing too, because you mentioned the Rey Mysterio thing. The dude is just like downright respectful. Like you could tell he's from a Samoan dynasty. The dude was really about his wrestling business. Because
Oh
when
yeah.
he had the match with Rey, soon as the match ended, WWE must spend a lot of money on these cameras because you could pick up the audio of him saying thank you to Rey
Which is
after the
amazing,
match.
right?
Literally, like he pinned Rey and then said thank you. I'm like, wait. They didn't even edit that out. They didn't bleep it or nothing. Like,
It's a moment. It's a
yeah.
moment.
On a Raw of all
You
things,
know
too.
that's
Like,
important. You know
damn.
that's what I said. You know that's important. That's big for him. That's big for him. And
It
Ray
shows the faith.
understands that.
It shows the faith other people have in him, too.
Yes. That's a moment. That's one of those, like, that was his Jeff Hardy
An
Undertaker ladder
Undertaker
match
moment,
moment.
yeah.
was, you made it, kid. We believe in you. We believe in you. And that was big for him. I think Ray knew that. I think he knew that. I
First
think,
person to pin the Hall of Famer after he gets inducted. That's a pretty big moment.
it's crazy, man. It's crazy. It's big. So I'm happy for him. Yeah, hopefully he's not a mid-carder for too much longer, but he's certainly an amazing mid-carder right now. Amazing. Oh man, I gotta follow that up. All right. This is my number two. We're doing number ones now.
Yeah, because you kicked it off.
Right.
So we're
Oh
on number
man.
ones.
Okay. Are we gonna have the same number one?
Probably not. We might, but probably not.
Okay. Well, I was gonna say, oh man, we're probably not. Or should we do honorable mentions first?
I didn't have an honorable mention, but I can pull one out real quick.
We'll figure one out after. All right. My number one is gonna be The Miz.
Oh yeah, we're definitely not having the same one.
Because now I realize who your number one could be. And I was like, damn, I should have picked that one. But whatever, it's okay. Oh no, wait, no, wait, no, wait.
Are you retracting the
I'm
Miz?
retracting Miz. I'm retracting Miz.
Okay.
I'm pulling him
Go
back. I'm
ahead.
pulling him back.
Go ahead.
Motherfucking Sheamus. Sheamus. Because I know, oh, that's who you
No. Keep Sheamus because I had somebody else. Keep
All right, because
Sheamus.
I thought you were gonna go with this somebody else, which is why I said Sheamus.
I thought you were gonna go with the
But
somebody else. That's why I was gonna
banger
say
after
Sheamus.
banger after banger after banger after banger after banger after banger after banger. Sheamus has been putting in his work ever since Triple H got back in charge, even before. Like, even I'd say a year, maybe even a year and a half before this, Sheamus was on fire in the ring. But lately, after putting the Brawling Brutes with him,
Yeah, he
they
kicked that shit
really
up.
helped lit a light of fire under him because he has just been going out there and just having consistently amazing matches. I mean, literally banger after banger after banger after banger.
100%.
Sheamus is has proven why he was originally one of those guys. And somehow I'm at a place where like I would rather see Sheamus as a IC champ or a world champ than I would Drew. Because I feel like Sheamus really has proved why he deserved to be at that level in the first place. So definitely Sheamus. All right. Say the
All
other
right.
guy.
Savio Vega, no, I'm just kidding. So yeah, because you said Sheamus, I'm going with the other guy, man. I'm going Gunther. I gotta go Gunther because I was gonna say Sheamus, but it was like a toss up between him and Gunther. So because you said Sheamus, I'm gonna go Gunther. Like you said, banger after banger after banger. This dude has been running marathons with this IC title, and there's like no end in sight. And I am absolutely okay with that.
No, and
I don't.
I'll give you I'll pile on top of that. He's been one of the greatest mid-carders and just general champions for the past what? Oh,
2 years for
3 years, 4 years?
like
If you count back to when he got the UK title all the way up until now, he's just been a great champion
yeah, he hasn't missed.
for at least 6 years straight.
Yeah, he hasn't missed.
Guy's tremendous.
Yeah, so Gunther makes that list for me, man. Right,
Gunther's
so
tremendous.
we want to do an
Tremendous.
honorable mention.
Yeah, okay. So my honorable mention actually comes from NXT. I wanted to give an honorable mention to Grayson Waller.
Oh, damn, that was a good one.
Yeah, I've been watching. Carmelo is world championship material. I think Carmelo, Braun, and Grayson are all world champion material, but just all the work Grayson has had to do for him not to be the guy at the end. You know, because you kind of feel like it's gonna be a triple threat. Like they're the three-headed monster of NXT right now. So to see that big match came for like the future of NXT, or what we thought was going to be the future of NXT, which might still be for the future of NXT, depending on how the draft goes. To see that Grayson was left out of that, like he was the runner-up, is like disheartening, which kind of solidifies that they thought these were the two guys for right now. Just the fact that they didn't see it necessary to make it a triple threat. Man, Grayson has been doing an amazing job with whoever they throw him in there with for as long as Carmelo Hayes has been doing it, for as long as Bron Breakker's been doing it. And he's made me care about him. Because for a while, he was just some weird loudmouth. He felt like a. Like maybe he was really good at making you hate him, but I didn't really trust him to have it in the ring. And then slowly, guy after guy, you come back a week after, a month after. As I check on these guys, Grayson is always with one of the best guys in there. He's always one of the best promos, having one of the best matches. He's proven himself like you, he's proven that you have to take him seriously.
I agree.
So to me, he's one of the best mid-carders they have. They're not ready to pull the trigger on him, but as far as being a mid-carder in his time in NXT, far none.
I agree. So my honorable mention is a guy who like kind of flounders between a main event scene and a mid card scene, depending on where he goes. But as far as like a middle of the pack guy, he always puts on a banger. He always puts on quality matches. He can do almost anything in the ring. Another guy who doesn't get enough credit where he should, because he's put over a lot of great people and a lot of people respect him in the business. And I just find this dude really entertaining to watch no matter where he is. I don't know what name to use for him because he has so damn many, but I'm going to go with John Morrison in my honorable mention. Because Impact, Johnny Impact, when he was in AEW for that one stint, Johnny Elite, John Morrison, Johnny Mundo. The dude does great work everywhere he goes. He's a guy that doesn't stick in a company for very long, but he's a guy who goes to a lot of companies and a lot of people bring him in, obviously for something because he's really good.
He's good. He's just doing a great job.
Otherwise, he wouldn't be getting booked everywhere. Like everywhere you look,
Everywhere.
he's literally everywhere you look in the company, he's been there. And what he's doing now is great. Like the dude doesn't miss. He's getting older, but he's still looks great in the ring, still moves like he did 10 years ago. So John Morrison gets that honorable mention for me.
I agree. Johnny's amazing. Johnny's
Yeah.
amazing. It's a shame.
Well,
It's a shame.
you know what? We're gonna have to do this again.
I feel like there's still so many names we left off the list.
There is. We might need a part two to this one.
I left off Danny Garcia. I really wanted to say Danny Garcia.
I know, I left off quite a few people too.
Quite a few people. Quite a few people. So we'll definitely have to revisit this and do part twos to this. But guys, tell us what you thought. Tell us who we missed, who you thought we should have been on the list. Should I put Danny Garcia over somebody else? Should Duka put John Morrison over somebody else? Let us know. Tell us what you thought. Encourage us to do this again or release the all-time one if we haven't already.
Yeah, so guys, thank you for tuning into this episode. As always, you know where you can find us. You can find us on YouTube. You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, the Dangerous Jobbers podcast. Make sure you check out dangerousjobberswebsite.com, Facebook, Instagram, MySpace, Twitter. I don't know, they still do
TikTok.
Backpage, TikTok. But yeah, guys, thank you for tuning in. Make sure you guys stay up. Make sure you guys stay blessed. And as always, stay
Stay
dangerous.
dangerous.